Good day, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Well, the weather's cooled down a tiny bit. We're not in the 20s, so that's a good thing. We're getting a little bit of drizzle out there, which we don't see very often around here. And things are looking really good around Sun City Shadow Hills. Things are happening here. I love it. I wanted to remind everybody that we have a board meeting coming up on Monday, June 28th. Monday, June 28th is the open board meeting. That'll be at the Montecito Clubhouse. Leading into that, another point here I have is club chairs. Everybody who is a club chair here at Sun City Shadow Hills, I would like you to do me a favor. I would like you to come into a podcast and talk a little bit about what's happening with your clubs. I have asked Vanessa if she will spearhead that for me and make sure she takes down names. And what we'll do is we'll schedule podcasts where you can come in and talk about your club and promote your club to the whole community. There are a lot of new members that we have here in this community, and it is so awesome to see all the new faces and the people who are happy, and everybody is just having a great time here, and I love that. So it's a good time for you to promote your clubs, get those started. Even people that live in Canada and in other states are listening to the podcasts, and they're trying to find out what they want to do with their time when they get back here. So this would be a good way to get your information out. So again, contact Vanessa at the HOA office. That's for the club chairs. And let them know what's happening, and we'll go from there. Advisory committees, you're also welcome to, please. Call Vanessa, set up a time, let people know what's going on. Speaking of advisory committees, I have been really trying hard to promote as many people into those committees as possible. And I know that there are some openings, and all you need to do is go to the HOA office and sign a application to get on one of the committees, and you go through the process of being interviewed, and the club chairs will, or the, I'm sorry, the advisory committee chairs will send us information on you to try and get you on some of these committees. I know that the finance advisory committee is looking for a couple of people, and I would love nothing more to have a couple of ladies get on the advisory, the financial advisory committee. So if you are retired and don't think that you have forgotten too much about the accounting and all that good stuff, please submit an application. Let's get that over and see what we can do about getting you on that financial advisory committee. Speaking of that, we have one of our chairs here, and Kathy Lindstrom is here with me right now, and she wants to talk a little bit about the restaurant. Just to lead into Kathy's moment here, I want to tell you I've had the opportunity to be in the restaurant for the last two theme nights, and I got to tell you, the food and beverage committee and the restaurant team there is doing an awesome job of getting everything together and having wonderful plates, wonderful menu items. I was there for Father's Day. I had a nice breakfast for like $5, and it was great. So I'm going to head it over here to Kathy Lindstrom. Kathy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, John. Well, I wanted to let you in on some of the menu items that we have at Shadows, if some of you have not been there for a while. Right now, it's too hot to cook. Breakfast. Breakfast is great. You can get a breakfast over at Shadows for under $5. For $4.50, we have our Big A breakfast. It's a large pancake, one egg, any style, and bacon and sausage. Bacon or sausage, sorry about that. Weekends are also special. We've got Eggs Benedict on Saturday and Sunday. That's always good. We've got hash and eggs there. We've got biscuits and gravy. We've got a smoked salmon platter. We've got a cinnamon French toast. Come on down for breakfast. But what I like during this time when it's too hot to cook are the salads. Our special Shadow salad for $12.95. Baby spinach tossed in a raspberry vignette, topped with strawberries, apricots, dried cranberries, candied pecans, and goat cheese. And your choice of a protein. You can have turkey, chicken, shrimp, salmon. Come on down. We've got other good salads, a citrus shrimp and avocado salad, our regular Cobb salads and the chicken salads and a stuffed tomato salad. Lots of good, cool things to have when you don't want to cook. We also have a ton of sandwiches, and we have our special theme nights. Tonight is pasta night. Coming up on July 7th, we have Shrimptacular. Then on July 14th, we're going to have a summer salad extravaganza where you'll be able to taste all of our salads, get a little taste of everything. We'll finish off July on the 21st and the 28th with pasta nights. Now hold your reservations for a couple hours here till Friday, because what we're doing is we're meeting tomorrow at the Food and Beverage Advisory Committee, and we're going to be looking at how to increase seating during these special theme nights because we've been sold out. So we might be having two seatings, and we'll try and get more people in so that we can all be there for the camaraderie and the fun of Sun City Shadow Hills. Looking again at the Montecito Cafe, those of you who have been concerned with its closure, we will be meeting tomorrow at the advisory committee meeting on options to use the Montecito Cafe. So stay tuned for an update on that. It is a process, and the committee, the advisory committee, has been speaking with residents, and we're looking into different ideas to use the cafe. Those will then be presented to the board. So patience is what we ask, because we will be working on that. But right now, Shadows is doing a wonderful job in meeting our needs. Come on down. If you're thirsty, we're serving pitchers. Pitchers of beer and also pitchers of margarita. What could go better to cool you off? And then bring your own wine. We've dropped the corkage fee to $8. Does this not sound like a great commercial? It's almost better than Applebee's. Come on down.
That's great, Kathy. Wow. Yeah, I got to tell you, the theme nights, you guys, again, I'm going to say it again, absolutely wonderful. So I wanted to make sure everybody knows that this podcast is being done today, Wednesday, June 23rd. So when we refer to tomorrow's and next days and so on and so forth, just correlate everything back to June 23rd. So to go into this with some more food, the pool opening, the celebration for the new Montecito Club pool, is going to be held on Saturday the 26th, and we are giving away hot dogs and chips and drinks. And right now, I think we had a seating for, I want to say, 86 or something like that. We were allowed, and we are like 75 people over that. So we're doing our best to open up the gym area so people can see from the gym. We're opening up the side areas where the amphitheater is. We're opening up as much area as we can so that everybody that wants to see what's going on and come down and get a hot dog and chips and drink can come down. Johnny Goodrum, our vice president, is playing some music for us, and we look forward to having him do that for us. And so that's as far as the pool's concerned, okay? Next thing on the list here is we had a memo sent to us from the Safety Advisory Committee, and the board took a vote to go ahead and follow what they did, and that is as far as closing the gates. So all gates will be closed here in the near future, going in and out, and that is based on their report. Now, our Safety Advisory Committee chair is Jeff Kirkpatrick, and he will be doing a presentation at the board meeting. So if you have any concerns or questions or anything to do with the gates being closed all day long now, come down, talk to Jeff Kirkpatrick, talk to the board, and that'll be at the board meeting. The board meeting is on Monday coming up. Okay. In the last podcast, 4th of July was on the topic, okay? And our veterans are going to go ahead and put the flags out. They do a great job of putting the flags out every year for holidays that involve the United States flag. This year, we're going to have them out for both Sunday and Monday, because Monday is technically the holiday of the 4th of July because it fell on a Sunday this year, from what I understand. So the flags will be out for 2 days. On the 4th of July, I am told by our chair of the Veterans Club that Pete Anderson is going to be at the Montecito Clubhouse at 8 o'clock in the morning. Actually, he's going to be there earlier than that. He's going to be there probably around 6:30 to get all the flags ready to put out at our gates and around our community. But 8 o'clock, he's going to be there for, I guess, the people that want to decorate their golf carts and drive around in a little impromptu parade. He'll be there to see you off. And I plan on putting a couple flags on my golf cart and getting out there with my dogs and driving around having a good time. So looking forward to that. Again, that'll be 8 o'clock at the Montecito Clubhouse. Now, if you don't have flags, here's a great thing. Our community has veterans here, and one of our veterans, Larry Smith, he has given me permission to give his name and his address. He sells the flags for the Veterans Club. So when there are needs for flags, you can go to his house. His address is 80620 Camino Santa Juliana. Okay? And I would just suggest that you go by. Larry will have flags for you to buy, both for your golf carts and for your house. Okay? So we got that. Security director. We have a new security director. His name is Tui. I'm not quite sure how to say his last name, so I'm not going to butcher it. Okay? But I love his first name, Tui. He's going to be at the pool opening, so you'll get a chance to meet him there, and he'll be at the board meeting as well. So we filled that position. We're very happy, and we're excited. One of the last couple of things here is the front Jefferson Ponds. We've been getting a lot of people asking about what's going on with the Jefferson Ponds and the North Channel and all that. I have asked Roland in our Truant office to clean up the first pond. The first pond is being cleaned as we speak. They're cutting down the weeds and getting that pond all cleaned up. That is one that we can do that's not going to be affected by the North Channel project. So we're going to get that started, and they've already been working really hard on the golf course. So good to go with that. The last thing I have is, as I always finish during the summertime, please, please, please take care of your pets. Do not take your pets out on the hot asphalt or on the sidewalk. Make sure they've got booties on if they're out there or something, or carry them. Keep them in your golf cart, but don't let them put their paws on that asphalt. It is extremely hot. And anyway, so that's it for today. This was a longer podcast, but we got some great information out to you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you all in the community. Thanks very much for all the positive thinking and comments that we keep getting. Love it very much. All right, Sun City, talk to you later. Bye.